At exactly 5:32 a.m. last Monday, the sun came up. The first place it hit was the top of Bluffco Industries, the highest point in Bluffington. It raced into town along Cooper's Road, shot down Main Street, took a right at the corner of Vine and Jumbo, and at 5:34 and 45 seconds exactly, after 9 solid months of waiting, the first day of summer vacation reached 21 Jumbo Street. That's me. Hey! Dear Journal, it was the first day of summer vacation, and Skeeter and I had just uncovered an ancient Action Marty burial ground. Mr. Dink came over and said he wanted to talk to me about something.
Douglas! Psst.
But whatever it was,
Shh.
He didn't want to talk about it in front of Skeeter. So that night...
Douglas, I want to show you something that I've never shown anyone before. This is really special, Douglas.
A cookbook, Mr. Dink?
No, look closer, Douglas. See, that's me. Here I am at age 12. Oh, gosh. And this is me when I was 16. Oh, look, and here I was 43 the year they introduced Honker Sauce.
Mr. Dink, you're...
You're the only one who knows, Douglas. I'm the Hamburger Boy.
I couldn't believe it. My own next-door neighbor was the guy in the huge, goofy suit waving cars into the Honker Burger every summer.
Hey, look!
Hey, boy, down! What's going on?
I never had any idea that all that time I was laughing at Mr. Dink.
Ever since I was your age, I spent the first week of every summer being the Hamburger Boy. Well, till now. Unfortunately, I have to go out of town on business this week.
Gee, that's too bad, Mr. Dink. Well, who are you going to get to replace you?
You've been just like a son to me, Douglas.
Right, all right. Do it. In other words, I was stuck. For the next week, I was going to be the goof in the big burger suit. I can only tell you that I'm involved in a major suit. But it's only for this one week, boy. Luckily, Mr. Dink was a maniac about keeping the whole thing a big secret.
And do you swear to keep your identity secret and always uphold the honor and dignity of the Hamburger Boy?
I do.
What size pickle do you wear?
And so it began.
And what would you like from the Hamburger Boy, little boy? Little Honker Meal.
Dog, it's Doggy. Doggy, dog, 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 doggy.
No, Dale, that's not Doug. That's the big Honker Burger.
Dog, 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 dog.
Look, just give him a little Honker Meal, Mr. Honker Burger.
Where is Doug anyway, Skeeter? I thought you guys were going penny diving in the school fountain today.
He disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to him. Not even Pork Chop. Come on, Dale. Say thank you to the nice hamburger.
Dog, dog, doggy, doggy, dog.
It went on like that all week. Then on Friday, when I was taking my break...
Doug!
Patty, oh no.
Here you are. We were wondering what happened to you. You look beat, Doug.
Oh, yeah, well... Oh no, gotta go.
Doug, wait, listen. Do you want to come to the picnic with Skeeter and me tomorrow at Lucky Duck Lake?
Why, sure, Patty.
Great!
It wasn't till later I remembered. I'm supposed to be the hamburger tomorrow at the same picnic. I knew it was going to be tough, but I was going to try to be the Hamburger Boy and have a picnic with Patty and Skeeter. I had it timed to the second. After I gave the award for underwater freeze tag, I had exactly 8 minutes and 30 seconds before I had to give out the watermelon float ribbons.
Congratulations.
Hey,
Hey, Patty. Hey, Skeeter. Sorry I'm late.
Hey, Doug.
Doug, you came.
Burger.
That's weird. Do you guys smell pickles?
Yeah, I'm starving, too. Let's eat. What was that?
Just the start of one of the races, I guess.
What? It can't be. Oh, man.
Huh?
I'll be right back.
Congratulations, huh?
My pants! Doug, there you are. Doug, come on. Skeeter and I saved your place in our canoe. What's the matter?
I just remembered something I have to do.
Well, okay. See ya.
I decided the only way I could get my pants back was to appeal to Dale's love of the big burger. I had about 2 minutes before I had to give out the ribbon for the canoe race.
Hey, Dale!
Me.
No, he doesn't, Skeeter. But I think I know what Doug's been doing all this time.
What?
Look at that!
Pork Chop, stop it! Heel! Heel! Cut it out!
Please sit down, Al. For stability, you must not stand. Please! Stability! The stability!
Help! Let me in! Please, let me in!
Stop it! You gotta turn the boat over!
Whoa!
Help! 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 Help!
The horror! Please, let us in!
Move over!
Stop it!
Stop it! What are you guys doing? Stop rocking the boat!
Whoa!
We do not need water.
Ah! Huh? Oh.
Oh. Hold on.
Everybody, hold on. Stay with the boat. Everybody, stay with the boat.
Thank you, giant hamburger person. Forgive me. Okay.
Wait! Where'd he go? Where's Hamburger Boy?
He disappeared!
And then, out of nowhere, the giant hamburger person appeared!
He had the strength of 7.3 persons.
Well, hey, Skeeter. Hey, Patty.
Doug, where were you, man? You missed it.
I was...
You don't need to say it, Doug. I figured out your secret.
Secret?
Why you were gone all this time. But don't worry, I won't tell anybody.
You guessed, huh?
It was pretty obvious. You shouldn't be embarrassed about it, though. A lot of people don't know how to swim.
But what could I say? I had to keep my oath of silence. I could never tell her I was the heroic hamburger boy.
That's funny. I smell pickles.
This home video, taken by an amateur, is the only actual record we have of Hamburger Boy. The only clue left behind was this one pickle-shaped shoe.
He's certainly the bravest hamburger I've ever seen.
The mystery remains. Who is this masked stranger? Where did he come from? And why was he carrying that pair of pants?
No wonder. Nah, it couldn't be.